Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up to me.
Little Chicago bringing us back 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there will help you with your small business. Don't forget to take our poll question. Every week we ask a different question. We want to know what you think, and we always report back to you in a number of different ways, including the newsletter, which we hope you'll subscribe to, by the way, while you're at my website. Please subscribe to the newsletter. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. We report about the survey there. I also talk about it on the show. So check it out, and when you give us your answer, you'll be able to see how the poll is going so far. And all the other things there at smallbusinessadvocate.com, all just for you, and no barrier to entry, thanks to our great sponsors. I'm broadcasting live from the Administrative Small Business Classic in Woodlands, Texas, north of Houston. And it's golf and small business all rolled into one. It's a very exciting time for me. Visiting with one of my friends, Jerry Sarvati, who's the president of the Renaissance Club at Archer Field, which is in Scotland, a little south of Edinburgh. A little south of the Old Course.
A little east of
Edinburgh. East of it. Okay, east of Edinburgh, a little east of the Old Course. Well, actually, southeast of the Old Course, I guess.
Exactly.
And, yeah, that's right. It would be east and south because the Old Course is around the bend, so to speak. Jerry is the guy who built the Renaissance Club. He's an American who went to Scotland and built a golf course in the home of golf. And that's always impressed me. Jerry, you guys are in the middle. You're kind of in a betwixt and between right now, right? You got the golf course built, kind of got that laid by a little bit. It's, you know, I know you're always working on it, but basically, you know, people are playing golf today on it, and you've got a lodge built. How many units?
14 rooms.
14 units in the lodge, but you need an anchor building, don't you? You need that clubhouse, don't you?
We need the clubhouse. And that's the next level.
And when's that happening?
That's going to start next year, fall of next year.
And have you had to put that off because of the economy?
We did. We had everything gone like we originally budgeted and planned, we would have built the clubhouse. We would have built the lodge and then the clubhouse consecutively
right.
in construction. But, you know, things have been, you know, slowed down and
right.
been difficult. And so,
but you got 160 members now.
We have 160.
Last time we talked, you didn't have any members. Well, you only had investors.
Yeah, we had a few, but yeah, we've been growing.
Yeah.
You know, that's it,
but your members are from all over the world.
All over the world. All over.
So it's interesting to see how the home of golf, I mean, Scotland just pulls people in, doesn't it?
It does. People come. It's something, you know, people want to come and see the traditions and the history of the game.
Yeah.
And things of that nature. And then once they get over there, they, you know, we kind of give them an opportunity to be a part of that.
Yeah.
And which was one of the ethos things that we mm-hmm. talked about that when we originally built the club was, you know, build something there that's a special place that people can get a little part of that history
right.
and tradition.
Yeah.
And I think that attracts people.
Well, they want to own a piece of that. I mean, think about that. How do you own a piece? I mean, because one of the things you guys did, I mean, you're building a golf course on hollow ground over there in a lot of ways.
Absolutely.
As a golfer, that's hallowed ground.
It absolutely is.
But not only from a golf standpoint, but there are thousands and thousands of years of history over there.
Exactly.
And you guys are all part of that. And to own a little piece of that, to be somewhere else in the world and own a piece of that, that's a big deal, isn't it?
It is a big deal. It does definitely attract people to that.
Yeah. So now you built the lodge, and so you know a little bit about dealing with the construction industry in Scotland.
Absolutely.
Is the clubhouse going to be easier?
I think that part of it, what's going to happen right now is that I'm going to move over there.
Yeah,
for a couple of years, 2 or 3 years, and that has to do with the education I got when
mm-hmm.
I was building the lodge.
You realize you didn't need to be gone while that was going on.
It's just difficult doing it from afar.
Yeah,
and that part of it is something that, you know, you think you can do it, and don't get me wrong, with technology today, the internet, the phones, the systems,
mm-hmm.
the banking systems that you can we ran it from it,
still.
It's still there,
and it's a clubhouse. This is a bigger deal than it is because this is not 14 of the same pieces of construction. This is the deal. This is your centerpiece.
Yeah. This is
the for the
land,
property. So you need to be there. Will it take 3 years?
No. We expected – well, that's another thing. The builders tell me 12 months, so I'm going to give them 18.
Or 24 maybe. But remind us about dealing with – is there Is there a big difference in dealing with the construction industry there than it would be, say, in the United States?
You know, I think that the dealing with the people, there's a lot of similarities.
Yeah.
But the regulations are quite a bit different. Yeah.
The Scots are wonderful people.
They are wonderful.
And they're such genuine. I mean, they're as genuine as they can be, aren't they?
They really are.
Yeah, and they love Americans.
They do.
Go ahead.
They do. But the regulations require a little additional attention. That's the best way to describe it. I mean, they do things differently that seem, from our perspective, very, very redundant.
Right.
But, you know, that's the way it is.
It works for them.
It works for them.
Yeah. And they would probably feel the same way about if they came over here. We've got our idiosyncrasies as well. But over there, you never know when an antiquities thing is going to pop up on you over there, though, right?
That's correct.
You turn over a piece of sod and there's some charcoal under there. That means something.
We had some of that happen. We built a golf course.
Yeah,
they found a medieval village underneath the ground, and it took them 12 weeks. What they did is they went in and they studied it and they described it. They took pictures of it and wrote all about it. And then they had a grand opening day, and every 720 people showed up and looked at the stones in the ground, and then we covered it up and built the golf course.
Hey, Jerry, thanks for being here. Congratulations on the great success. In a tough economy and a tough industry, you guys pull that off over there. It's a great tribute, great entrepreneurial feat, and I'm proud of you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, Jerry Sarvati, ladies and gentlemen. Website quickly.
TRCAA.com.
TRCAA.com. The Renaissance Club at Archer Field, folks. TRCAA.com.
That's it.
Check it out, folks. And when you get a chance to go over there, they can call and get a tea times, can't they?
They sure can.
All right. Quick break, 29 after. Right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.